Presto rollout continues across the TTC. Presto card readers are available on all streetcars, buses including Wheeltrans and accessible taxis, as well as at least one entrance of every subway station. The TTC and Presto continue to work on a way for you to use your Presto card on contracted sedan taxis. Until a solution is available, you must continue to carry tickets, tokens, or cash in case a sedan taxi arrives to pick you up. Faregate installation continues across the subway system. 45 stations and 75 entrances have the new paddle-style gates with Presto. The remaining entrances will be completed by early 2018. A number of the TTC's busiest stations will be under construction in the coming months. Signs will be posted to help you navigate the stations, and the Presto section on the TTC's website will be updated regularly. In June, the TTC began to phase in adult and senior TTC monthly passes on the Presto card. These passes, which are available at prestocard.ca, cost the same as an adult or senior Metro Pass and provide the same unlimited travel for a month. The monthly pass rollout will continue over the coming months. For those customers who participate in the annual MetroPass discount plan, an equivalent will be introduced on the Presto card early next year. The new 12-month pass, as it will be known, will provide the same benefits as your current MDP pass does. You will continue to receive your MDP pass in the mail until the 12-month pass on Presto is available. More information about when you need to switch to Presto will be provided in a future newsletter. Presto continues to increase the locations where you can buy a card and set a senior concession on a card. 10 Shoppers Drug Mart stores are now selling cards and setting concessions. Additional locations will be added later this year. To learn more about Presto, visit ttc.ca/presto. Progress continues on Easier Access Program. We're making great strides to complete the transformation of Woodbine, Coxwell, and St. Clair West stations by the end of 2017. Upgrades to these stations include the installation of elevators, automatic sliding doors, wayfinding signage, wide accessible fare gates, and designated Wheeltrans bus bays. With these changes and the addition of 6 new subway stations when the Line 1 extension opens in December, the total number of TTC's fully accessible subway stations will grow to 44 out of 75. Construction to equip Royal York, DuPont, and St. Patrick stations with accessible features has also begun. As we continue to remove barriers to using public transit and provide more independence and spontaneity for our customers.